the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never Clonk. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
That's me.
Is that you?
We're keeping it real.
Yeah, always. Well, not always real. Sometimes I like to be you and you like to be me.
No. Sometimes you like to be a phony.
Yeah, I'm always a phony. I mean, don't you have to be a phony in real life?
Speaking of that, I was walking into work.
I think everyone's a fucking idiot. I'm not going
to
tell them.
I was walking to work with these two people, and the guy, you know, just friendly, you know. By the, you know, this friendly talk, and they're like, he's like,
"Hey, how you doing?
Hey, hey, Kim, how's it going? Ugh, my mom went into the hospital yesterday." Now, keep in mind, these aren't like, it was just small talk. He doesn't even know this person.
Yeah, you know what? You don't get all into that shit in small talk.
It's fucking rude.
Small talk is, "Hey, how was your weekend? Pretty good. How was you? All right.
How was your weekend? Well,
my girlfriend cheating on me with my brother." He was fucking her right in the
ass. I caught my girlfriend cheating on me with my father, and he had a massive heart attack while he was having sex with her. I didn't know which one to be more mad at.
So then, I killed her, and now I have two funerals to go to. You believe this shit?
And a trial for murder. I don't have this kind of time. I'm going to take some time off.
I don't even have enough PTO. I don't know what I'm going to tell the boss.
Yeah, I'm going to need some time off. I'm going on trial for murder. Who would you murder? No one officially...
No one until I'm found guilty. Thank you. This is America. Innocent until proven
guilty.
How dare
you? I expect you to support me through this.
You know what? Wouldn't your job fire you if you're on trial for murder? And I would sue that job. I was not convicted of a fucking thing. After I'm convicted, if you want to fire me for some bullshit, I didn't kill anyone at work.
It's true.
That has nothing to do with
they'd
my
probably,
job performance.
They'd probably put you on like a leave of absence or something.
I'd be like, fuck them. That is bullshit.
You know what? Like, in the NFL, if you get up from, like, as soon as Hernandez was arrested, the Patriots, like, cut his ass and stuff.
Like, listen, one but has nothing to do with the other.
Here's the thing. If it's, like, you or I kill someone, it's not, like, it might make the news, but they're not going to, like, I don't know if...
Are we going to get cut from our sports team?
Yeah, so what I'm saying is we're not in a high-profile job, so... I mean, unless it was a big-time murder, like, unless we're a serial killer,
well,
we wouldn't even
mention
it.
Any job would just fire you right away.
Probably.
Which, as I said, that's wrong. That's illegal, actually.
I don't think it is.
You haven't been, you've done nothing. Being on trial for something.
Yeah, but you know they can fire you for anything in most
states. I know, but it's still bullshit. It's still wrong. If I'm convicted and I'm going to jail, I mean, you kind of have to fire me anyway, because guess what? I'm not showing up. I'm in prison.
What if your son's teacher got arrested for, like, fucking little boys? He's not found guilty yet. Keep him in school.
Well, he probably wouldn't be in the school.
What do you mean?
Because he wouldn't be... Would you be being held during the trial?
No, he paid his bail.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's back out. So in Mark's world, that's all right. Let him go back.
No. He could be suspended, but not fired.
Well, what's the difference? A leave of absence? You know, whatever.
A leave of absence? You're not there with the kids.
Indefinite leave of absence, what they do.
No, but you're being...
You forget.
But you're being paid. It's a paid leave.
They do it like when you're a kid and you ask your mom for something. She's like, well, see. They just put it off and hopefully you'll forget about it. Like, by the time you get out of the trial, you won't even worry about your job anymore. If you do get found not guilty.
Yeah.
I mean, O.J. Simpson was found not guilty and he never got his job back with the NFL today or whatever it was at NBC. He used to be the sideline reporter. Him and Costas were tight.
You know what?
Then he got arrested and he was never on there again.
He should have sued NBC.
Before he got arrested again, you know, it's not like he showed up anywhere doing commentary on football. No.
You know what? That's true.
He couldn't get a job anywhere.
The man was found innocent, but we decided to disregard that fact and said, well, fuck you. We don't care about the law. You're a murderer.
Yeah, isn't that odd that, like, it doesn't matter, you know... If you get found
it's
out guilty...
It's all just public opinion.
The only good you get out of being found out guilty...
Is not going to jail. Yeah. Other than that...
Well, unless public sentiment is that, oh, you didn't do
well,
it.
Well, if they're all on your side.
Yeah.
But the thing is...
Like, Channel 2's on our side.
Yeah. Now, the thing
or
is...
Or 7 or whatever
shut
town
up.
You're in.
When you go to prison and you get out, there's a stigma. So you go to prison, you get out, you can't get a fucking job. You're a convict. It's always on your record.
Well, you get a job in Pitbulls and Poor Orleans.
Yeah. Other than that, you can't get a job. Now, you're accused of something and you beat the rap. It's the same fucking thing. You have the same stigma. Even though you beat the rap, you were found not guilty, people still see you as a fucking murderer. They just think you got away with it.
Yeah,
so now you still can't get a fucking job. That's the problem with this shit. So there's no way around it.
They have victim shield laws, but if you are indicted for a crime, that's just it.
Or, you know what?
You know what the problem is? Like, these guys, like, someone will be, like, indicted for murder or rape or something, and then guess what? 6 months down the road, everyone forgot about it. But like, oh yeah, he's a rapist. But yeah, he was found not guilty. I mean,
they
had zero evidence on him. Well, I don't know. I heard he was a rapist.
Yeah. But you know, the thing is, it still should... I almost don't want to say it, but shouldn't we still be protecting the people who were guilty and got out? The whole premise of our legal system is you go to prison, you do your time, you pay your debt to society. You got out, you paid your debt. But do you like, as I said, you still can't get a job.
What do you want? The prosecutor go on TV like, I'm sorry, OJ didn't kill his wife.
No,
and that
I'm not. No, I'm talking about people who actually did. They were guilty. They went to jail. They paid their debt to society. They got out. They can't get work.
Listen, OJ's fine. Now I know he said that he killed his wife and that guy who brought back her sunglasses, probably fucking her, if I'm gonna be honest.
I heard you got around.
But guess what? He's not guilty. Alright? The glove didn't fit, so we couldn't have quit. So he's alright. He's alright in my book. Bob Costas, give him his job back. Sideline reporter for the NFL.
You know what? Bob Costas doesn't have as much pull as you think to give people jobs. He just works there.
That's true. Yeah. He's worked there forever on NBC.
He's still there.
He
won't leave.
He's been on NBC for like 30 years.
You know he's going to die there, right?
We're little kids, and there's Bob Costas, and now we're old men. There's Bob Costas. So Dave, when Bob Costas, that's why it's going to be such a shock when all these people who've been around our whole lives die.
I know. It's going
to
be
so weird.
We were
talking about this a while ago. Oh, yeah. I'm not supposed to say that anymore. But like when Robin Williams died. Like, Robin Williams, for our whole entire lives, was a huge
celebrity.
When
I was a little boy, he was Mork from Mork and Morton, Mork and
Mindy. Yeah, a huge celebrity. And then all of a sudden, he's just, like, he's gone? That's just it? I've gone this whole life.
And it's even weirder because he killed himself. Like, he should have been around for a lot longer. Mm-hmm. He's been around my whole life, and he could have been, you know, hell, he could have outlived me.
Yeah.
I could have died in a car wreck.
No, don't worry, his body hair will outlive you.
I don't know. My body hair might be on par with his. I'm pretty hairy.
It's like that myth about hair growing. Imagine if that was true. With Robin Williams, he'd just be like...
Wait, what myth? If you shave it, it grows thicker?
No, that your hair keeps growing if you die? Like, man, he'd have some long... Like, he'd just look like a gorilla. Like, who put this gorilla in this coffin?
Is it a myth? Or is it true?
It's not true, no.
No?
No.
I mean, it still grows a little bit after you die.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know, because it's probably the oxygen in your... Like, once you're dead, there's still, like, oxygen in your blood, and it's still doing some shit. But for a short period of time.
I don't think hair grows from oxygen. It's not a...
Everything grows from... Everything functions on oxygen in the body.
Well, whatever. I'm telling you, it's a myth. And also, you don't have any blood in your body, mostly, when you're in your coffin.
Oh, yeah, they drain you out.
Now, I mean, these days, a lot of people are going more towards the green burials, which is a lot cheaper and safer for the environment, where they don't put any chemicals in you. They just put you in the ground.
I'm not sure if I'm up for that. I don't know.
I wonder if they put you in the ground nude or not. They probably could put you in like some kind of like biodegradable wrap.
I bet you you're in like a fucking potato sack burlap.
I think it would be funny if from now on they just do wakes with the person nude so everyone could comment on it.
Ooh, but if they do that... Oh, you know what I'm going to... My new job, I'm going to specialize in cock enhancement for corpses.
Yeah.
And after you die, I'm going to make it look so fucking
big.
Yeah,
because you know what? Depending on the state of it when you died, you could have, like, there's a bug finder on my screen if he fucking stops this recording.
Yeah, I remember the one time he has a touch screen, so if the bug lands on the fucking screen, he just shuts it off. It's like, well, guess we're done.
You guys are boring me. Anyways, depending on they die, you could have, like, have a pretty small cock.
Yeah, but you know what? I'll put like a prosthetic penis on and just, you know, this is put it on there.
Because if the blood stops flowing, there's no blood flowing into the penis. It's going to be super tiny.
Now, if some women who've had sex with you are at the wake,
that they can give their testimonials.
Are they supposed to keep the secret? That's not your dick? Or are they going to be like, that's not his fucking cock?
What Listen, when he was aroused, he was quite, well, he was quite average, but still, it was pretty good.
No, but I'm saying they're going to know that's not real if I put a prosthetic on there.
No, that's true.
So.
Well, maybe I grew since we were together.
Since last week.
Well, you know what? I'm sick of girls not knowing anything about cock sizes.
Yeah.
First of all, every girl I've ever talked to talks about how, oh yeah, I used to date this guy. He had a huge cock.
It was 1,800 inches.
It was like 13 or 14 inches long for sure. I'm like, you know how rare that is? That is fucking rare.
I know.
And most of the guys with that big of cocks we know about. You know, you get...
Because you'd see it peeking out of their shorts. Yeah.
Well, not even that, but they become celebrities because they want to show that. You got a cock that big, you're showing it around. You're not keeping that thing a secret. There's no guy with a 14-inch cock who's like, that's a secret. He's like, no one knows about it. First of all, it's hard to keep that thing under wraps.
I hate to disagree with you, but I'm pretty sure just because a dude had a big cock, he's not going to be world famous. We're all going to know who he is.
What are you talking about? Jonah Falcon.
That name five more.
That black porn star, Lex...
Luthor.
Whatever his name is. Ron Jeremy had a big cock.
All right. Those are the only guys in the world with big cocks?
I mean, that's just my joke. Why you would fucking...
I can't comment about it?
Well, next time you tell a joke, I'm going to be like, well, actually...
Fine, you're right. Everyone with a big... We know of everyone in the world with a big dick. Nope. So that's ridiculous, ladies.
Let's take everything so literal. Mark is your new name. Literal Lenny.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta alliterate.
Man, it's raining cats and dogs out there. Holy shit, we gotta save them.
No, that would be you. I'd be like, I'm staying in the fucking house. Some fucking dog's gonna land on my head.
I'm literal Larry.
You said I was literal Larry. No, you're literal Larry?
Literal Larry would really think that cats and dogs are raining, you know?
Yeah, I know, but if I were literal Larry, I'd stay in the house because I don't want animals landing on my fucking head.
What are some more things that literal Larry can take literally? I can't think of any.
Laughing all the way to the bank. Man, hard to breathe, huh? Shit.
That's good.
Not really. Funny joke.
That wasn't a very good joke. That wasn't a very good one. Yeah. You want to think of another one? I can edit that one out and put it at the other
I don't know. I'll put some thought into it. A shit-eating grin? Why is he... I don't know why you're so happy about it. I ate shit before. Not happy.
Yeah, what's up with this shit-eating grin?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what's the origin of that?
I don't know.
My gramps used to eat a bowl of shit every morning. Fucking loved it.
So I was thinking the other day, I was in the movie theater. Did you ever go to a movie theater like? I'm sure you have.
And come in your pants.
Like on a Tuesday night, one of the last showings, and it's like super dead. And I was like, man, not one. Actually, that's irrelevant, really. But when I was walking, I'm like. You know, none of these fucking pipsqueaks that work here are really paying attention. You could totally buy a ticket in the morning and just watch movies all day.
Maybe.
I think you could totally... They're not paying attention at all. You just gotta be careful about it.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know about all day. You could probably do it for a little
while. You know what I do?
You get out, go to the bathroom, hang out in a stall, and then come back out again.
I'd bring, like, changes of clothes, maybe. And different hats.
And a mask.
Yeah. I walk on my knee. Tuck my legs up and
do like Dorf. You put shoes on your knees and walk by.
Hey, give me a large popcorn.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know what
free movies.
The movies should do that for like, you're like, hey, for $40, you can just stay here all day or something. I don't know. They'd have to make some kind of.
Didn't they have that before?
Yeah, they might. But
that sounds familiar.
You gotta make some kind of like they're not at liberty to do that shit unless they get permission from the studios. A lot of the competing studios won't let their movies be seen together like that. So maybe you could do
tell them to fucking calm down. Who cares?
Maybe you could do like whatever.
You can't see my movie than see his movie.
Yeah, like I went to the Back to the Future marathon last week. We're talking about Back to the Future. It's Wednesday. But I was there for 6 hours. And then I heard that they did like a Marvel one a couple years ago where you saw every Marvel movie, like 12 movies.
I remember when that came out, you said... Oh my, what fucking idiots would sit there for all that time and watch those movies?
I said that?
Probably. You probably did. I don't know.
I think I did.
Yeah, sounds like something you'd say. Because you're not real. You're not a fan of comic book movies.
By the way, and I also went to see Ghostbusters screening, and they said, we're going to have Ecto Cooler and Twinkie. So, I thought, there's recipes online, make Ecto Cooler, which was discontinued a while back.
No, Ecto Cooler was just cool, like green Kool-Aid, right?
No, it was like some orange. It was like an orange type drink.
Orange? Ecto was green.
It was like citrus. Yeah, they had. So I get my cup of Ecto Cooler for $4. And
it turned out to be water.
It was like Sierra Mist or something with green food coloring. Complete bullshit.
Oh, come on, man. What were you? What do you
want? Now, I'm assuming that Ecto Cooler will be coming back in the next few months. Because there's going to be a lot of promotional items, Ghostbuster promotional items coming out with the new movie.
Just to make Mark mad, yeah.
See, I used to be angry with that.
I know, now you're not, because you're a little fucking pussy.
Nah, I just don't care. Yeah. I'll watch it, and I'll say, well...
Well, that sucked.
You know, the thing is that I watched the original. It was so well written. Like, it is a perfectly written movie.
What are the odds that this is going to be a good movie? Yeah. Not good, right?
Like, the subtle... Like, if you watch it over and over, Ghostbusters over and over again, like, you see the subtle lines in it that you just don't, like...
If you watch it backwards, you'll go crazy.
Yeah. It's just that, what is his name? Egon, I forget his real name. He was just such a genius at writing.
Egon's name was Vince Vaughn.
Was it?
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn would be more of a...
Peter
Venkman.
Yeah.
That if I was putting together a Ghostbusters reboot, which I wouldn't...
Would you be Egon?
I'd have Vince Vaughn as...
Why are you stealing my ideas?
As Venkman.
The fuck?
Jonah Hill would definitely be Ray.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Vince
Vaughn's going to have to lose some weight, though, to be Peter.
Could be Winston.
Oh, man. Get the... Do we have black actors now?
We'll get the transgendered woman from Orange is the New Black.
Well, you need to. I mean, you're not allowed.
I don't know. I don't know who would play Egon. The go-to would probably be like Jim Carrey or something, but...
Yeah. I'm trying to think. You know what? Denzel Washington is Winston.
He's too old. I mean, the Ghostbusters were like in their early 30s when that movie came out.
Yeah, well. It's a new day.
See, I would have liked...
That's the only black actor I know.
If they had to make a new Ghostbusters, I would have liked a continuation where 20 years or whatever many years later, 25 years later...
Yeah, give me the passing the torch thing. Yeah. That's fine.
Egon died because he died.
This whole new universe shit.
Yeah. I mean, when's the one going to work there forever? He's making $11.5 a year.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he got a raise by now.
You think?
Yeah, probably.
With inflation, that's like, I think that was like $200 a week.
Yeah, it's not much for fucking $200 ghost busting.
A month. Yeah, it's a pretty dangerous job.
Listen, I mean, some people have shitty jobs, and they're working like 50 hours a week that they don't bring home shit. Don't call them lazy.
Yeah.
They're still poor, but they're working their asses off for being poor.
See, and if you want to do this reboot, you can have a few girl Ghostbusters, but you don't need all girls.
No, of course. Well, of course you need an all-girls thing, because we're on, I don't know, for the past couple years, we've been on this girl power kick, which we had another girl power kick like a decade ago, and it lasted a few years.
Girl power,
isn't yeah, like, no, it is.
Like feminism thing.
No, I mean, that's semantics.
Whatever.
That's semantics right there. But we're on that kick with all the fucking whatever teenage movies they have out now with all the female leads and shit.
Are you boycotting? Are you boycotting Star Wars because there's a black guy in it?
I wasn't before, but now I am.
Did you buy your tickets? Because it's pretty much sold out for the first couple weeks.
No. I'll see it when I see it. If I can't get in there, what are you going to fucking do?
See, you know what? I was thinking about
when I seen the email, like Fandango sent me the email, and it's like, buy your tickets now for like the seminar. What the fuck? For like 3 years from now, I'm going to buy a ticket?
By the way, did you know Fandango lets you cancel your order and they give you a refund? Because I bought, when I went to the Back to the Future Marathon, first I bought just Back to the Future 2 at a different theater that was far away from my house. And then I figured out that they had the marathon right next door to me.
Literally. Some dude
has it. So I went on Fandango because I'm a VIP member. And I just said, hey, I don't want to see this movie anymore. And it's asking what the reason is, and I said, wrong theater. And they go, okay, 2 to 3 days, you'll get your refund.
That's good.
And I didn't even know I was a VIP member until I tried making a new account, and it told me that email is already taken. It's like, oh.
How do you become a VIP member? What did you have to do?
Just whatever your account. You must have an account to log into, right?
Or do yeah, you, but... Are,
that's VIP
is,
member.
Is every member a VIP member?
Yeah.
Then we'll call it VIP, then. You're just a member.
Whatever, that's what they call
VIP
it.
VIP member. Oh my god, how important are you?
That's what they call
Way
it,
Way more important
man.
Than me.
That's fuck that's what they call it. What do you want from me?
Man. The world we live in. So I was thinking about if we got rid of money and all we had was the barter system.
You know what? I'm already ahead of you. I already got rid of all my money.
One step ahead.
As soon as,
every
I, get all my,
time.
As, soon as I get all my money, I get this shit out of here.
You wad it up and just throw it. Fuck this.
Well, there's way too much money in my account. Empty that shit out.
Yeah.
I want negative balance.
But I was thinking, if we just had the barter system now, I would not be able to live because I cannot offer anyone any kind of services to get shit. Like, if I had to go grocery shopping, I'm like, all right.
Now,
like, what do you get me for? I don't know.
So do you like, negotiate with your landlord like every month? Or,
yeah.
Or in the beginning, do you go, okay, every month I'm going to bring you a pie, and then that's my rent?
I know, exactly. But it's like, I don't have anything to offer. I don't have skills. Like, I tell him, like, Can I blow you?
Can I give your wife cunnilingus?
And he'd be like, listen, you know how many people have blowing me? I'm up to here. I'm up to my ears in blowjobs. I have people who want to blow me. Blowing other people as payment.
Hey, I think it'd be a good business to get into the foreplay business, where we go in for a dude who's, you know, sick of doing foreplay with his wife. We do all the, you know, we get her off, and then he hops on, and, you know, here we go.
If he cared so little for that, I don't think you'd have a problem foregoing the foreplay. So I don't know about your business model.
No, he wants her to have pleasure, but he just doesn't want to do it. He's lazy.
I don't know. I think he'd be so such an asshole about it that he'd think, listen, when I'm fucking her, she's getting pleasure enough.
Maybe she's one of these women that takes like, you know, a half hour, 45 minutes to have an orgasm.
I mean, you really want to get this business off the ground, don't you? All right, yeah. Fine. We'll get a small business loan.
Well, yeah, they say that oral sex gives you cancer now, so you can do that.
I know. It's a good thing it only gives guys cancer. Like, girls blowing dudes, perfectly fine.
No, not really, because gay guys are saying can get it too.
HPV. Yeah, well, I haven't heard.
And almost everyone they didn't get the shot gets HPV. So it's like everyone has it already. Nothing you can do.
That's what they say.
And it goes right through a condom, too. The virus is super small.
Well, my dick's super small, too. That goes through a condom.
You know, that's what people don't realize. That all condoms have holes in them, but it's so small.
Well, everything has holes in it.
I know, but it's so small that the sperm and AIDS can't go through it, but the HPV virus can. That's why it's ineffective to prevent HPV. So I don't know what you're supposed to do. I mean,
I invented a new kind of condom. That's what you do. Use your fucking noodle. It's called ingenuity.
I guess they could think of some new...
It's a regular condom, but it's layered alternately so that it can't get through. It gets through one. You see what I mean? The holes aren't all lined up.
You have to come up with some kind of other material.
I already did.
Every once in a while, you'll date a girl where she's like, well, I'm allergic to latex. I always assume it's just an excuse not to have sex. So Dawn and I go out and buy the whatchamacallit ones, which aren't as good.
Bear skin.
No, they have the non-latex ones, but they're not as good.
They don't taste as good?
Yeah. Actually, every girl who said she was allergic to latex, I got around to having sex with.
You never did?
Well, I remember two different ones. And, like, both times, for whatever reason, like, the one was a complete disaster. The other one, I think our nickname for her was the ugly girl.
No. Our nick... Wait, which... Do you mean Uglunk?
No.
Oh.
The Ugly Girl.
That sounds like a sitcom.
Remember we were...
That was Ugly Betty.
That girl... Here's how it worked. I met this chubby girl online and her...
I don't know. It sounded like it said chubby weird.
Whatever. And her friend was this other girl. And, you know, I met and that was just it. Then, like, I don't know, some months later, you and I were at Walmart, as we were always, And there she was. And she's like, hey.
There she was, just ugly on the street.
Hey, what's up? What's going on? I'm like, oh, hey.
Hey, gave, you're still ugly, huh? Look at you.
And she gave me her number. And then I picked her up in her trailer.
That's so, like, you hitched your trailer to her to your
car? She lived in a trailer. And
where you want to go? We'll bring your old man with us.
Well, first we did some other stuff. We hung out and all that. But I never did her because I don't know. I was too stupid back then, man. I was just too stupid.
Now, I mean, give me an ugly chick. I'll fuck her right now.
I think I was still a virgin at the time, and I was just like, it never, as usual, never fucking occurred to me that that was a possibility.
You're too scared.
In my head, like, well, you probably got to go steady for like 6 or 7 months before you can even get to second base, right? That was my thought.
Oh, I mean, it's solid logic.
Well, anyways, so that was the girl I picked up in her trailer, and her stepdad was showing me his NASCAR Matchbox collection while she was getting ready. And this is the famous story where she got all dressed up so we could go to a movie, and then we stopped at Circuit City where Mark
to,
and I...
To buy a TV?
Where Mark and I's mutual friend, who we hate now, worked, and he said to me, what is this, your girlfriend now?
He said, no!
So I got all, you know...
Self-conscious.
I go, yeah, I'm just going to take you home. She's like, I thought we were going to a movie. I'm just going to take you home. And then I took her home.
Man, you made like her feel minute. Like shit.
I regret it too because she wasn't that bad looking, even though her nickname was the Ugly Girl.
You know what? I vaguely...
She had a good body at the time.
I vaguely recall her, and she like seemed fine, like a normal girl.
Yeah. Some reason...
I can't really picture her, but I have like this kind of, you know...
That's young man syndrome.
Yeah.
A man of my age, first of all, I wouldn't even be friends with that guy these days. But if I was, and he said, oh, your girlfriend's out, like, whatever, I'm going to fuck what you think.
Fuck you, dude. Yeah. I used to do the same thing. Like, I'd have a girl that obviously liked me. And
when you used to work registry, you'd be like, what is that, your wife? All right.
I'll let you pay for this shit, but...
What, do you owe your father money or something? Go on.
I don't know.
You were talking about when you were younger.
Yeah, I know. All right. Yeah, there'd be girls that liked me, and it's like, just nothing ever came of it, just because, I knew that she liked me, but it's like, I felt she was beneath me.
Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
That's a young man's thing, you know? The young guys have a weird way of thinking.
Yeah, that's the thing.
When you get a little older, you have a different perspective.
Here's me, this asshole, can't get you never had sex before, can't get a chick, he's begging chicks to hang out with him.
But only really hot chicks.
Oh, and here's this girl. She's all into me, and I'm like, well, like my friend who's a freak. That guy's a real freak.
My friend who's really ugly says you're ugly. So he knows his own kind.
He didn't actually say you're ugly. Well, you were there, but he didn't say you're ugly. But he kind of
he implied it. He implied. Yeah.
The reality of the situation was he was fucking jealous that I had a girl with me, so he had to put it down in order to make himself feel better.
I like how you refer to her as it. He had to put it down.
I don't even remember her name. I do know I saw her years later, and she fell apart.
You know what? That mutual friend did that again to you. You went on a double date to see Happiness, which was a real date movie.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently when the girl you brought went by, our mutual friend did like that kind of... motion where you blow up your face and you pretend like you're waddling. You know, he was saying that she was fat.
And she wasn't at all. Not really. Like, she was just she was pretty hot, actually.
I might have seen her.
You were there, weren't you?
I didn't see Happiness with you, no. Or did I? I don't know. But I recall something.
I didn't see her. I think she was the only girl with us. That doesn't count as a double date.
No.
Unless my two buddies were together.
No, you were there with our mutual friend and his girlfriend.
I don't think so.
That's how I remember it.
I don't think he was dating that girl yet.
I don't know. Either way, that was just him being insecure because, you know, you got something going on.
Well, that wasn't the end of it. What happened was I met another girl at the corn dog stand. The girl I first had sex with, and she like I was like, well, and she was more white trash. So I thought it'd be an easier get. The other girl's making me work for it. Oh, you want to hang out again before we have sex?
I know. White trash girls are awesome because a lot of times they're really fucking hot, but they're white trash.
That's
and
not
makes
true.
Them really
actually,
easy.
You know what? It took like two. It took like a year and a half for me to have sex.
That's a fluke.
Well, you know what happened was I didn't. It was off and on. It was an off and on thing.
Yeah, because normally, though, pretty easy.
She had this long-term boyfriend who I think she eventually had kids with, and she kept saying he didn't exist.
You know he's imaginary, right?
And then
there's a hologram.
We'd be somewhere, and he'd show up, and I'd be like, oh, how do you know her? Well, she's my girlfriend. Like, really? She didn't seem to mention that to me.
She didn't mention it while she was sucking my dick, but then it was kind of hard for her to talk. You know what I mean, buddy?
I remember the first time I ever fingered a girl, she was on her period. It was the craziest thing.
I don't know why you like getting all fucking gross and shit.
But right. Well, actually, it was like the aftermath of period, where I think it's all dried up and like dark red.
Yeah.
You know, it's not gross, Mark, because it's called life. All right? That's what living is.
If you haven't figured a girl on her period, you're not living.
Listen, Mark, you have to put up with that shit with our new business.
we're the foreplay experts.
I wanted to explain about, like...
Ooh, wait, dental dam, so we don't get mouth cancer.
Oh, I mean, imagine explaining to my girl, like, yeah, I got a new job. That's the good news. The bad news is it's fucking other chicks.
We're not fucking. We're doing foreplay.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Don't jump the gun.
I guess.
I mean, if they ask us to, I mean, you know, that's extra.
Listen, all I'm going to do is lick some pussy, finger, maybe a little ass licking, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, some people are into different things. If the feet become involved, I'll have to step in.
You know, they say one man's foreplay is another man's...
five play.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, if you want Mike to go down on you, go to HotshotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend. What?